Hi, I'm Jeff, and I'm a therapist.
And I'm Tyler, and I'm a patient.
We're going to talk about trauma, healing, and everything. Everything is traumatic.
Hey there, welcome to the podcast. You know who it is. Fuck, how do I forget that we have an intro that says who we are?
And it's okay. I think we can reiterate it. We want to be burned into people's memories.
Okay. Yeah, I guess. But it just feels so inauthentic. But I'm Tyler. He's Jeff. Welcome to the podcast. This episode, we're going to talk about, Jeff, what do we think is traumatic this week?
We talked about love is traumatic.
Love. Love is traumatic. And, you know,
and Valentine's Day is traumatic.
Yeah, I mean, we just had Valentine's Day pass, so everyone's showing love, and there's single people that have to see that and
right.
Feel indifferent or not care or give a fuck.
Yeah, it's if you're not in a partnership, and some people don't want to be in any kind of partnership, but that's great. You're just independent. You don't need anybody. That's great. But if you're, like, suffering, like, or you just got out of a relationship, it's very difficult to see all the happiness that people are supposed to have.
Yeah, it's hard to see all the love in the air when none of that love is coming to you, you know?
Yeah, that love smells tainted. It's,
it makes you feel bad about yourself. Like, oh, why does everyone else have someone, but I don't have someone? Like, what did I do? What's wrong with me? But I'm here to tell you.
You know, what another thing that bothers me about, like, Valentine's Day, and this is going to probably offend half of our 9 listeners, is when people come online and they're like, here's my Valentine. And it's like, you got to put it on social media who your Valentine is. Mm. Like, anybody else cares? And then it's like, most of the time, both of them do it. It's like, here's my honey. You know, and then the other person, like, I've been with them and they're so patient, and it's just like, come on. I mean, you can do that with each other, but you really got to put it on Facebook. Like, what it takes to get you to feel comfortable in your relationship is that your partner writes a couple of lines on Facebook about you?
Yeah, I mean, I think there are people that are like that, but I also think it's like a declaration of just, you know, love. I feel like, I think some people just like to show them off, but don't get me wrong, I'm in your camp. It is kind of, I personally don't do that.
If it's spontaneous and, like, real, that's totally fine.
Mm-hmm.
But when it just happens on your anniversary, your birthday, or Valentine's Day, it just feels like you've got to do it because the other person would get mad if you don't.
Yeah, it feels like that's where there's a problem with it, I feel, is when, like, they expect it without communicating it. But
yeah,
that
I mean, if it's just like a random day, like 9/11, and you want to declare love for your partner, then that's special because it's not expected.
Another plane has just shot straight through my heart, my love for you.
Why isn't that a holiday?
It is a holiday, technically.
9/11?
Yes.
I mean, you got to go to work.
I mean, who's going to let you off of work for 9/11?
I mean, and this will, the other 4 or 5 listeners we're going to lose with this one.
Oh, God.
I mean, it's tragic that happened and those people died. I feel like we're acting like nobody's ever had a terrorist attack on their land or war in their, like, country.
Mm-hmm.
And there's countries that are in war right now all the time, and it's like one time we get like terrorist blowing up something, and we're like, oh my God, how do we deal with this?
Ooh, well,
I mean, it's terrible, but I mean, other countries are have that they deal with this all the time.
we deal with it by like not labeling them a terrorist because they're usually a white guy.
That's true.
So I mean that's how we handle it. We just don't identify it, but thoughts and prayers,
That's true. Yeah.
thoughts and prayers and religious fervor.
No,
Okay, we're already six. Go ahead.
9/11 was horrific, so it was it's there's no excuse for that. That kind of violence
But how would you make it a holiday? That's what I'm wondering. Like, 'cause a holiday, you usually celebrate. Oh my God, the dog's going crazy.
we have Veterans Day, and that's not a, I mean, you celebrate the veterans, so we could celebrate the victims.
Yeah, so it's like a 9/11 memorial, and like,
Yeah,
yeah, we sit in the fucking gym and we listen to the kids play out of tune badly and fucking
yeah,
salute the
and then you get
flag
out
and
your
that, but that,
grill.
but we need to be out. We need to be out of
You
school for it.
get your grill out and you roast some meats, very similar to what happened at 9/11.
You wanted to like get a take on the sh you wanted to take on the shape of like a Labor Day or yeah,
Yeah,
Memorial
Labor
Day.
Day. I mean, Martin Luther King
You
Day,
know, I
we.
think that would be the argument for why there shouldn't be a holiday for 9/11. Not because of like the distastefulness. That's not my counter argument. My counter argument is we already have a day for like remembering stuff.
Veterans and victims and stuff.
We have a Memorial Day weekend. Like we have a whole weekend to remember them. So,
Okay. Okay, well,
well,
so
why
let me
can't we
throw this
throw
one
in the
out.
9/11 people too, is
I
what
guess we
I'm,
could.
yeah.
They're not soldiers, though.
Well, they were people jumping out of the building.
I guess we would call them collateral damage.
I mean, yeah, I don't know. Yeah, yes, probably.
So
Or
something not controversial.
what did we used
Something
to
that is totally not
insurgents,
controversial.
wasn't it? Isn't that what we like back in the like the in the early 2000s when there was a lot more like rampant xenophobia with the war on terror? Like, wasn't there like isn't that how we refer to citizen casualties for them? Was we called them insurgents?
Insurgents or
Insurgents,
surgeons?
insurgents, something like that. Maybe I'm saying it wrong. You know I can't speak right, Jeff.
You're talking about people that operate on people? Surgeons?
No, not we didn't call them surgeons. We called them insurgents. I'm probably I
Yeah,
yeah.
yeah. Or we called them collateral damage. The kid with the ice cream cone? Oh, we thought it was a bomb. Sorry.
Man, yeah.
Collateral damage. Isn't it interesting how we use these words to describe things? Targets, collateral damage, when it's really just blowing somebody up.
Right. I mean, yeah, because there has to be a nice way to break things to people. We are a
Yes.
civilized society, Jeff. We don't you can't
That's
just
true.
say we Oh my God, you can probably hear Maggie chewing her bone and it's fucking bothering me.
What's going on?
I gotta close the door.
Oh. Are the insurgents trying to get in?
Yes. The room is actually filling up with insurgents. Don't know why I didn't close that door before, but I should have, and I didn't.
Shoulda, coulda, woulda.
All these insurgents, they came out of nowhere, Jeff. They're like the cartel.
So what's the deal with holidays anyway? So like some holidays you get the day off. Other holidays like Valentine's Day, you don't get the day off, but you're still
On.
expected to perform at a certain level.
I feel like we treaded here before. Oh,
Did we talk about what?
we try to come up with new holidays. But yeah, why not if we have the holiday, why not have that holiday off?
Yeah, I think all the holidays should be holidays off.
Because
Or you just cancel
doesn't that like just fall down to like private businesses who are like, fuck you, you're working on President's Day.
like President's Day is coming up. I don't get off President's Day. Some people do. The banks are closed.
This seems like just like
It's
a gimmick thing to sell
President's Day.
presidents. Yeah. Well, yeah, it just seems like a weird holiday. We need a holiday to celebrate our presidents.
You know what? A real holiday, the bank should be closed. The banks are not closed on Valentine's Day, so it is not a real holiday.
Well, then how else are those bank tellers going to get flowers, Jeff?
That's true. But I mean, yeah, I like your angle. They got to be there to get the flowers.
Exactly. And that's like, I think everyone's opinion is solely dependent on if they have a Valentine or not, or they have like a
Sure.
partner or someone in their life. Like, if I think obviously there are people in their lives or people who don't have someone in their lives and they're okay with that. There are some people who desperately like cling on to that. I think Valentine's Day kind of just depends. Like I usually don't like it. I usually hate it. But this year I tried to do something nice for Sandy, and Sandy tried to do something nice for me, and it was kind of cute. It was super. It was pretty cute. It was very nice.
What happened? Let's talk about
Let's
it.
talk about it.
What was
So,
cute?
Jeff, you fucking the Grinch of fucking Valentine's Day.
No, I mean, I want you to tell me something positive so I can soften on this. I can be a little softer on the Valentine's.
Maybe. I don't know. So I was trying to think of like a way to like I don't know, switch it up a little bit. So what I did is I bought her this Lego botanical garden thing of her favorite flower, which is a
That's
sunflower.
nice.
Right?
Okay, I
Something she
like where
can
this is headed.
something we can build together.
Okay.
And then I made her a card, and out of just like a fucking piece of like printer paper, and drew on it and stamped some stuff on there and wrote out my feelings on there. And yeah, she got me a mug that said, "You are my person," with like some candy and a sucker
Okay.
with a little fuzzy
This is very
thing, and
sweet.
this fucking fidget heart wand thing, that little button thing you push through, and it's nice for fidgeting. And
That's very nice. That actually softens my heart a little bit.
yeah,
You made a card instead of buying a store-bought card. You bought something that was creative that you could do together. And she got you a really nice mug that she handpicked some items for. That's very nice.
Oh yeah, and on the card I wrote on there, "Let's burn a government building down." So it was very cute, it was very romantic, and inside there was my true feelings of like writing out
Speaking of 9/11.
speaking of 9/11. Should have had fuck, I should have written like happy 9/11 in there or something. I don't know. Maybe I'll make her a 9/11 card.
It's so sometimes things are so horrific that there's not a really a way to digest them, so that's why you have to make jokes about them because to start thinking to realistically thinking about what happened that day, it's almost too much for the human brain to handle all the atrocities that happen in the world. But that, I mean, it's just like those are innocent people that are not choosing to be in a combat zone. And so it makes it worse.
To laugh at it is to process it and understand it. That's
And to honor it.
and to honor. I mean, I yeah, yes. I mean, that sounded really bad and sarcastic, but yes, my heart goes out to those people, but I'm gonna laugh and process and heal from any traumatic thing by cracking a joke about it. And I don't think
Because
a
we
lot of
can,
people do that.
freedom allows us to laugh and to process through things.
But Jeff, this isn't our 9/11 episode.
It's not? Jesus.
We can have a 9/11 episode if you want. This is our first mentioning of it, I feel, but we can
We're
put that
back
in
to
the
get.
works.
We were talking about love,
No.
weren't we?
So tell me the connection between 9/11 and love.
Okay. No, there is none.
Okay.
I bet we were a moment ago talking about your Valentine's Day with your partner that was very loving.
Yeah, it was
And
beautiful.
so it sort of threw my whole love is traumatic thing out because that's so
You're like,
sweet.
I'm putting in, replacing the love, putting in 9/11.
It's just I can't mock that. That's pure and sweet.
Now you can mock it all day, like it's super gushy and sentimental and sweet and ooey and gooey.
You know
And
what I got for Valentine's Day?
what did you get for Valentine's Day,
I
Jeff?
got pushed down the stairs.
Oh
That's
was terrible.
what
That's
I
why
got.
you're you got you didn't mention that. That's why you got the pinched nerve and your tummy
Yeah, I
hurts.
got a pinched nerve. Yeah, no, when was it? Was it yesterday?
I
Yeah,
guess I
it was
wasn't there.
yesterday. Yeah, it was fine. I am secure in my partner and I's relationship that we don't have to do anything for each other at all, ever.
Oh, I mean, it was the last part that got me, but that I don't think there's anything wrong with that either. Like, normally I'm not sentimental like that around Valentine's Day, and I usually just I'm usually too much of a cynical asshole to just be like, it's corporate thing. And it is a corporate thing, but that's not the point. Sometimes people just like to feel nice.
That's true. There is something about feeling nice.
Something about just having someone love you. Like, it doesn't have to be this romantic love. I mean, love comes in all kinds of different forms. And by that, I mean like a family love and like a friendship love. I think those are the three things of love. I mean, you love things, art, for. I don't know. I'm not a love expert, but.
What I do, normally I get a card, but I've had a rough week. But what I do all on a daily basis is I find memes or funny cat jokes and I send them to her. And it
Yeah.
makes her laugh.
You're the scavenger.
Yes.
Because that's what Sandy does to me is she'll send me the reels and the memes and the TikToks and
It's like curated. It's like I'm curating
Well,
memes for
it's your
her.
basic instinct to go out there and gather some fucking berries. You're going out there and
Yeah.
gathering some fucking berries.
Okay. Well, I'll let you talk a little
I
bit.
think you're deflecting from love.
You think I'm not able to deal with love?
I didn't say you're not able to deal with it, Jeff, but yes, I am actually saying you don't know how to deal with love.
You don't know how to love anyone.
How do you even love?
Actually loved myself a couple of times yesterday.
See, that love comes in many forms.
Yeah. Well, I was talking, sort of bringing this around to our therapeutic kind of stuff. A lot of times I talk to clients about self-love and grace for themselves and partners too, but a lot of times their partners are problematic. But it's so important that we take care of ourselves and have self-love and set limits and boundaries.
And that's one of those things that like I've just like obviously learned over time, but just like in relationships, like I always if you're like me, if you're someone that is Very much like a people pleaser, afraid to disappoint. You want to give them the entire fucking world if you could. And I think that is like, I think the passion is good to have there, but I think overall, like, you do have to take care of yourself. You can't give everything to someone because then you have nothing left.
And we call that selfish. Mm-hmm. People would call taking care of yourself selfish.
Yeah.
But what happens on a plane if the oxygen vest drop? What do they say you need to do?
Help those next to you first, or help women. Is it help women and children first, or is it help those next to you first?
That's on a boat.
Okay. This is a plane.
On a plane, it says put your mask on first before assisting others. Because if you pass out, then you can't do anything for anybody.
This is true.
So you put your mask on first, and then you help those around you.
Yeah, and I mean, I think just tying that sentiment in of like taking care of yourself and doing self-love and kind of setting your boundaries with people as a form of self-love, like that, I just feel like it's hard to translate in a relationship. It's hard to navigate with another person that you're just like, it's like you're intertwined, but you're not intertwined. You know them so well, but then like you learn something new every day and you don't know how their day is going. And you just try not to piss them off. But like at the same time, like you don't want them to piss you off.
I read something one time which I really liked, and it was like how we always say relationships are supposed to be 50-50. And it said relationships are almost never 50-50. They're like 70-30.
Yeah.
But it should go both ways. So like sometimes your partner needs more of you, and sometimes you need more of your partner. And so it's like the important thing about a relationship is there's give and take. You may at times need more attention, or you may need something, and your partner can sacrifice, but then it needs to also swing where sometimes the other way. And so it's about taking care of each other.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's just like the big thing is that it does need to be taking care of each other and seeing through any bad times. And I feel like I've learned so much, because again, I was a big people pleaser, like and very like insecure too. I'm still insecure. Who isn't insecure, really?
Narcissist.
But
well,
I'm
they're
the
actually
greatest,
insecure.
So
yeah,
I'm insecure. But
yeah,
I'm
I think,
the greatest.
I think we think initially those of us who are people pleasers, if we take care of other people, they're going to love us.
Mm-hmm.
But then we get lost because then we're not taking care of ourselves. So yep. It's got to be that balance of I will take time for myself. I will ask for what I need. And I will also try to give my partner what they need.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you got to like, the thing that I've learned is like, you got to choose yourself. And choosing yourself being able to find someone or being in a relationship with someone or someones, if you're into polyamory, that doesn't make you choose them over yourself. Like you need to always choose you because you're going to be around you no matter what. Unfortunately.
Right. And in a good, healthy relationship, both persons should be taking care of themselves.
Hmm.
And then there are times when it's like, hey, I need you to do this. And it's like, I don't really want to go do that, but I know you need me to do that.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, we really need milk for the stew. And then it's like,
I don't want to get milk.
I don't want to go get milk. But because you care about them, you get up, you put your pants back on, and you go out. And get the milk.
You go out there and you get that fucking milk.
So you can have the stew that you wanted.
The milky stew.
The stewy milk. Do you put milk in a stew?
I don't know. I'm not a big stew guy, but I'm a big milk guy, and I never heard of no milk and no stew. I don't know why I went all New Yorker there.
Milk and stew. The way you did your voices.
Yeah. But Milky Stew would be, that kind of reminds me of Milky Chance, but that would be a
That
good
sounds
band.
almost like an album,
Yeah,
Milky Stew.
Milky Stew. That's the band album name. I don't know what
We
band.
should try to have a Everything is Traumatic band.
The Everything Is
We could get
Traumatic band? You want to do a band?
Well, I mean, we could just do a like a single.
Well, I know you showed me some of the music you made in like GarageBand and stuff.
Yeah.
That was
But we
pretty
could
cool.
really like you can play an instrument, right?
Yeah.
I could play a little guitar.
Yeah, you got a guitar. I almost played it.
Yeah.
At your
Yeah,
house
you
the
should
other
have.
day. You know,
I know.
should we even talk about that? The shoot? Should
I
we
don't know if
mention it?
we want to get into that.
You don't want to get into the shoot we had this
All
past week?
I know is that if you love somebody, you would not falsely accuse them of a crime and let them go to prison.
Yeah, if you did love someone, you wouldn't. I think we can just leave it at that, really. I mean,
I think we don't need this anymore.
yeah, 'cause I don't want to spoil it. I mean, I didn't have a thing prepared, but like I was kind of prepared to like discuss it a little, but we don't have to. We can
And
still talk
sometimes
about it.
one finger is more than two fingers.
Well, I think the takeaway is two fingers feels like too much, and one finger looks too seductive.
I think I read that on a condom box once.
Did you? The whole thing?
So let me tell you something crazy, and
Okay.
I guess it sort of connects to love.
Okay.
So,
Is it not
and it's a
really?
mystery. It's a
Okay. It's a
mystery.
mystery.
So in our bathrooms, the health department has a condom dispenser. It's not really like a dispenser, it's just like a box or like a thing on the wall that they fill with condoms every week. At the beginning of the week, there's probably about 100 condoms in there. 2 days into the week, they're all gone. And I think somebody is, this is what I think. I think somebody is either taking them to resell or is against birth control, so is taking them and throwing them away.
I mean, you could have a condom hoarder. Some kid
I mean,
that's
but this is
just.
a lot of, that would be a lot of condoms.
Have you seen hoarders?
Yeah, I know, but I mean, I think it's
That's
more
like,
of,
because you gotta, yeah, just factoring in how many bathrooms are there. Like,
I don't
that's.
know if there's, I think there's only one condom area.
Okay.
I think we
Okay.
need to put a camera on it and see what's happening
But here's the
to those
problem.
condoms.
Here's the problem. It's a bathroom.
Yeah, but the way the bathroom is done, you could do a camera at where the condom dispenser is. There's no stalls there. It's a stall-less area, so you wouldn't see anybody's business.
I mean, but it's a bathroom, Jeff.
You don't think they have bathroom cameras anyway, like toilet cams?
They might in some places, but like, I know it's typically frowned upon.
Oh, well, maybe.
Wow. Wah,
Wah,
wah. Let's see. I didn't really prepare anything about love. That's, I think, the big issue. I mean,
love is confusing.
I think it's one thing you can't like intellectualize. I mean, you could, and you can write it off and be a fucking edge lord and be like, oh, it's just chemicals, but like it's more than that.
You know, the thing is, like, traumatic may trauma love can be traumatic, but it's complicated more than anything.
Yeah, because not everyone loves the same.
And the whole idea of two people coming together, two individual people who are created differently, who genetically and environmentally are different, and then they're supposed to be able to meet each other's needs, all their others' needs, and to have some sort of identity. It's very difficult because we're so different as people.
Yeah. And I mean, I think we have that misconception that like they need to fill all of our needs. Like they, you have to fill your needs.
Yeah. I mean, no one person can meet all of another person's needs.
Yeah, you just, that's not realistic. That's not a realistic or fair expectation to place on anyone.
But that's sort of what our society says, is that there's this one magical person that you will meet that will meet all your needs. And then that's why there's so much disappointment in the world
Yeah.
and people feeling like they or have the wrong person, because there's a soulmate out there somewhere that's going to like complete you.
Yeah, and it's just like, what makes you think, and still, why wouldn't you look at it as, instead of one person that I'm going to spend my entire life with, in the span of my life, I can dedicate myself to one person and love every version of them, or I could, hop around and see different versions of people before finding the one that I want to like dedicate to.
I think we call that sin.
I don't think that's sin. I think that's living a
No,
life, but it is a sin.
I'm totally joking.
It's a sin, Jeff.
Yeah,
Anyone who does that is wrong.
I think that we want to simplify everything. Like Valentine's Day, we want to have this day that's like, oh, this day we're going to show all the love. We simplify everything, so we simplify love to a Disney version because that's easy to digest and it's sort of that fantasy. And then you get together and you know, like burping and farting in front of each other and like cleaning up each other's vomit. And like, it's, you know,
Yeah, it's the
shaving
nitty.
somebody's back.
Yeah, it's the nitty gritty.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I don't even know if you want to talk about it, but you're actually married.
Yes.
How long have you been married, Jeff? I don't know if I've ever asked you
Oh
that.
man, let's see. We got married in 97, so that would be 24. This would be 27 years,
Wow.
which
Dang.
is longer than you've been alive.
I wish. I was born in 92, Jeff.
And you didn't show up at the wedding, which is a little disappointing to
Well,
me.
I was being
You
born.
were five. You could have been
I
the
was
ring
five.
man. You could have been the
I
ring boy. Yeah,
was five. Oh, that would have been cute. I
I
had a bowl cut when I was five.
did you really?
I did, and I looked exactly like from fucking Dumb and Dumber. I had like the weird V in it, upside down V in it or whatever.
I feel like marriage is and marriage or long-term relationships. Marriage is sort of a, I'm not sure it's even a, it's sort of an outdated kind of thing, but long-term relationships where you are in a relationship with one person for an extended period of time. It's difficult because you go through seasons of your life and you change and your partner changes and you have to sort of always adjust. Because you're always changing. And so, like any longer term relationship, you're adapting and changing. And you have to sort of be willing to do that. And sometimes let your partner sort of go on a journey and then hope that you connect, reconnect. And that doesn't always happen.
Yeah, that's the thing is like, and that's kind of what I was trying to get to earlier when I was talking about meeting different people in different phases of their life and loving them. Like, we gotta accept the idea that we can easily fall out of love with someone as we fall in love with someone. And that's okay. It's okay to fall in and out of love and be two ships passing in the night, be like someone that you gave it a try, but like the compatibility isn't there. And even if the timing was there, it wouldn't have mattered. Like sometimes you just do not work with someone, and it's hard to let go because we don't want to be alone.
Yeah. And I think if we look at love as only a feeling, that becomes problematic, because with any person, emotion is going to ebb and flow. And so I think you find a person that you have as much in common with as you possibly can, and then you make decisions, am I going to continue in this relationship, even though I might be a little angry with them? And I think in a long-term relationship, there's going to be periods where you're not that close, where there are problems and you just decide to work through them. But it may not be that pleasant all the time.
Yeah. And that's, yeah.
I mean, could you imagine living with me? For 27 years?
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure you're like a fairly clean guy.
I'm sort of a man child.
Oh, so you're messy. I'm messy too.
I'm not like messy, like filth messy. I'm a little bit cluttered.
I'm a little cluttered too. I got all these fucking instruments and the paintings. I have a fucking tote of paintings.
Yeah, that's totally different. I just don't like filth. Like I don't like rotting food.
Yeah, I don't like that either. But I try not to let it get to that, but sometimes it gets to that.
Well, it's all right.
Sometimes I spend a week and just don't give a shit and let the food rot. And I'll put it in the freezer. That's how you get rid of the smell for a bit.
You know, some people spend every moment of their relationship together. I know people that have like been married and they're like, I've never spent a night away from my partner. And it's like, that sort of freaks me out.
Yeah, a lot of people like, and I was like that. I was very much like, I wanted to be around this person 24/7 all the time, every day. But now I love my space, actually.
Yeah. I think that shows that you're maturing.
Yeah, just took a while. But yes, it does show that I'm maturing and want and value like my own space, my own time to work on my projects or go to a shoot or go to therapy, go to visit some friends in Knoxville and Maryville.
And that shows trust.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can talk about it with your partner. You're like, hey, we had fun doing the shoot, blah, blah, blah. So you're sharing experiences with your partner that they may not get to experience without you. Yeah. So instead of jealousy, it's like, this is a time to learn about each other. We don't have to do the same thing all the time.
Yeah, but I mean, some people are very codependent like that. And if they're happy in it, great.
Yeah.
If they're happy in it, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with being codependent. And if it's especially if it's a mutual thing, like, I just think eventually they'll hit a point where it's like, we need to get some fucking space away from each other.
Well, the problem is that's not always what both want.
Yeah,
it's maybe one wants that, and it's like, I don't want you hanging around other people. Is there going to be a woman at that shoot?
They're going to be a woman.
Are you going to put your fingers on Jeff again? Let me ask you this one. Do you and Sandy ever wear matching shirts?
No.
Okay. I think that's the right answer.
No, we never wear like matching clothes or anything, but like we both have our own like unique style. I say unique on my end, but I kind of just dress like a dad. It's very
and, a cool dad.
Yeah, like a cool. I'm waiting until I'm like 35 to start breaking out like strictly like switching from like the ironic t-shirts I have to strictly like Hawaiian and button down.
Somewhere. I went through that phase.
Did you go through that
phase? Yeah. I went through a phase of Hawaiian button down shirt, and those shirts strangely kept disappearing.
Hmm.
in the wash, they would just be
They
gone.
would just be
And
gone.
I'm not sure where they went. I'm
Interesting.
not sure both of us in the partnership enjoyed those Hawaiian shirts.
Okay, interesting. This sounds a little passive aggressive.
But yeah, I mean, I think, I mean, I obviously have no fashion sense. So sometimes it's like you need to wear something else or you need to put on pants. Like you can't wear
That's
sweatpants to a
isn't
funeral,
that the
basically.
fucking worst? Yeah, no. I mean, after work, I'm out of the khakis and I'm into my pajama pants or sweatpants. Like, why do I need
Right.
to put back on pants?
But you can't wear sweatpants to a funeral. That's true.
I mean, to my funeral, you better put me in some sweats. Don't you dare put me in a suit at my funeral. In fact, you burn the whole body.
We can put the ashes in sweats.
Yeah, make sure the urn has its own like little urn sweats on.
It's like little earnest sweats.
It's little earnest sweats.
You know, I think what we're trying to say is that you don't need a day that is told to you by society to love your partner or to love yourself. The main thing is that you're happy and true to yourself. You don't have to be in a relationship to be happy. In fact, if you have to be in a relationship to be happy, that might be a sign of you need to work on some things. We should be in a relationship because we want to, not because we have to.
Yeah.
We want to be with another person because we want to share life and experiences with them, not because we have to.
Yeah, but Jeff, it gets lonely out there.
It does get lonely, and that's what situationships are for. Or sex dolls.
Okay.
You know, the sex dolls are more and more realistic.
I mean, and like, if you wanted a conversation, there's the AI. Girlfriends, partners.
Yeah. You
So
know, the
what
sex
we're
dolls
saying.
used to be those inflatable dolls that, like, the picture would say they look like a real person, but when you get them, they look like it's just freaky. But now they look like real people.
I guess what we're trying to say too is that love comes in many forms. Sometimes
Yes.
it's with objects.
And if you get really lonely, you can heat a cantaloupe up a little bit in the microwave.
Have you seen the price of cantaloupes, Jeff?
I don't know. What does a cantaloupe cost?
Too damn much to fuck it.
Is a sex doll cheaper than a cantaloupe?
No, but I guess, yeah, if you're comparing cantaloupes to sex dolls, then yes, a cantaloupe is your better option.
Well, because you can always take the cantaloupe back to the store and say, I bought this cantaloupe
Oh,
and it
but.
looked like somebody fucked
Yeah, isn't that like a
Who's
classic?
fucking your cantaloupe? Because when
What
I took it from here, it wasn't being fucked.
is that, Laurel and Hardy? Didn't they do have a good old cantaloupe fucking bit?
They did. Who's on first? I'm fucking a cantaloupe.
Who's fucking a cantaloupe? Who on second? Fucking a cantaloupe.
I think that was the way it was meant to be, but then the censors at the time had to cut it down.
And they're like, we gotta do some stupid baseball thing, but we wanted to. No,
Yeah.
this
We
fucking
were
can.
all well. That's a sad story, the Laurel and Hardy.
Oh, I don't know their story all that well.
Yeah,
I
one of
mean,
them was
besides.
fat.
What? What did you say?
What?
What did you say?
I said, sorry, my cats are having a battle.
Oh, no, you're good. I thought you said one of them was thin?
Was fat.
Was fat. Okay.
And one of them that was not fat.
Gotcha.
But I think that was the part of the
Right, that's kind of their shtick. I guess it's sad when you say it out loud.
Fat but happy.
Jeff.
Yes, sir.
I think this has reached its logical conclusion.
Yeah, I thank God because I think we were really, I think I might have taken some narcotics before this began.
Oh no. Yeah, you said you did you drink some like what? Not Ativan, Ambien. Did you drink some Ambien before you got on the podcast,
I won't remember any of this.
Oh no. Well, I'll try to cut around the best I can. But yeah,
Yeah.
do you have any final thoughts about
Love
love?
yourself.
Love yourself.
take care of yourself,
Take care of yourself.
and take care of your partner.
And take care of your
In
partner.
a partnership, I love partnership instead of spouse or girlfriend or whatever, because that's really what it should be. You're in a partnership.
That's beautiful, Jeff. Maybe the ambience finally wearing off.
Yeah.
My final thought is just love is confusing anyways. Don't let a holiday get you down about it. If it does, and if it's an ample time to show that you love your partner, then use that fucking excuse.
Yeah.
Love's
Yeah.
confusing. It's hard, and it's just so many variables of like it can not
And
work
if you're
out.
listening to this podcast, we love you. And we mean that.
Yeah. We love you guys. This has been all of us here at Everything is Traumatic. I'm Tyler.
I'm Jeff.
And as always, take care of yourself.